It's episode 213, and we've got plugins for link previews, restricting widgets, reposts, pro ad systems, and WooCommerce terms and conditions. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another great show coming to you direct from the Great White North, which is no longer white, spring and warm. I'm John Overall.
And from the sweltering summer shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we've got the usual great show for you today. But of course, right off the top, we got the usual things for you. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time for a review over on Stitcher or in the iTunes store.
That's right. We're featuring a couple of reviews from around the globe here today. When we say from around the globe, we're not kidding. We really do have our listeners from around the globe. So please give us that review in iTunes. And also a reminder to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And if you stick your website address in the review, we'll shout it out on the air for you.
Absolutely, we will. And put a link in the show notes.
Bet. And of course, a little self-promotion. We are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping folks troubleshoot their WordPress websites, fix them when they're broke, or helping them save money when they're getting set up by helping them choose the correct functionality to make that site just sing. So if you need that help, give me a call. Pick up the phone, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And John, today we've got something new, don't we?
We do.
I have got, for a long time, John and I have been discussing off the show that I need to do a little bit more to help engage the audience with what I do best, which is help people and their websites as far as monetization, as far as how to market it correctly, as far as the different funnels to put into place. So today I am going to launch to the listeners, announce to the listeners rather, about a new launch that I've got. It is at onlinebizcoach.com. That's online, B-I-Z, coach.com. I'm going to have a nice sign-up form where you can get involved in the pre-launch. But essentially, John, it's this. Get involved in the program. There's a couple of different levels in which you can engage, but you will get direct one-on-one access with me and to the point where I will hook into your Google Analytics. We can work together on your traffic, your monetization. All of that kind of stuff is completely guided by me. We'll work on doing a KPI dashboard. We'll work on your sales funnel. We'll work on your content strategy, what you're doing socially, and how all of that ties in together so that you can create more sales for your site. And John, you can attest to this. It's not necessarily what your site does from a functionality standpoint, it's what it does for the viewer.
Yes.
Right? What do they do? Do they buy? Do they just browse and leave? Is it just a drive-by? Well, I'm going to make sure that every visitor that you get engages in some manner, whether that be signing up to a mailing list, actually purchasing a product. I have got all the formulas that I have literally been paid, you know, thousands of dollars by Fortune 100 companies and all of that, to make sure that you get the same treatment. So go to onlinebizcoach.com today, and we will get you started.
That's a great idea. Get your site doing what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we've got a little bit of listener feedback here for you today. These are some great feedback from people around the globe. So I'll start it out here with the first one. This one is from the UK. And it's, we didn't get the name of the in there. Anyway, there it is, Stan. Stan from the UK. It's
Prime.
Prime, there we go. Prime from the UK. And his comment was, up-to-date, regularly updated podcast, useful for anyone running a WordPress website, beginner or pro. So thanks a lot, Prime.
Yes, and Stan from the Netherlands says, the title is, great show, very useful for anyone building WordPress sites. His comment is, Plugins A to Z has pointed me several times to great WordPress plugins, which I have never discovered myself. So it's a 5-star show to me. Thank you, Stan.
And then we've got one here. Title of it was, Best Information for WordPress Plugins on the Net. It was from Nez58 in the UK. Brilliant show and continues to keep up a very high standard with some great reviews. Thanks a lot, Nez.
Thank you. Thanks. And that's a testament there. Anybody who leaves us from anywhere on the globe a nice review or even a bad review in iTunes, we will read it on the show.
Yeah, we've had a couple of bad ones in the last couple of shows. So so the good, the bad, the ugly.
There you go. Well, we got some news, John.
We do. First one here is seems there's a compromise in the Yoast SEO plugin. It has a cross-script vulnerability affecting all versions prior to 1.7.33, and it's vulnerable to a blind SQL injection. So basically, you need to update your Yoast SEO plugin as fast as you possibly can to prevent this from being attacked on your site. Now that this exploit has been publicly notified, the hackers are busily writing their scripts to start going after websites, and it will happen within a week. So get on it.
And here's something very interesting, John, which is this plugin, if you've got just the light version of it, check it for updates anyway, but this is one of those two instances now in history that the people over at Automatic and WordPress have pushed out an automatic update, whether you liked it or not.
Yeah.
They forced your plugin to be updated because of this security vulnerability.
Yeah.
But even so, if you're using Yoast, this is definitely something that you want to do. It's not, you know, forced upgrades like this isn't something that they take lightly or something that they do willy-nilly. It really has to be something that makes you vulnerable. And apparently this is a huge hole.
It's a huge hole because what I was reading on it was that although it's supposed to be only effective if you're logged in, it seems to have a flaw in it where they could spoof a link to cause somebody that might be logged in on their own WordPress website. And if you've got your browser open, that information is carried forward from tab to tab. And if you hit a link on another website, you could be impacted. So that's why this one's so bad.
Yep. Another bit of news is that WordPress 4.2 Beta 1 has been released. Oh. So that's pretty cool.
Nice.
You can play around with that. In other news, the WordPress plugin repository and theme repository have both been redesigned. Have you had a chance to take a look at those yet, John?
No, I haven't. I've had one of those quite busy weeks. It's been spring break, and I've been home with my boys all week, so...
Ah, well, when you get a chance, check it out. One thing I did notice is that they have removed the link after you're logged in to see if there are new plugins. So you have to go through the old browse/new URL, which is a bookmark for me, obviously. Yeah. I look at that every single day. But I'm sure that will come back. But I've really been intrigued with the style. I guess I could say the best way to describe it, John, is if you have looked for a new plugin within your WordPress installation and you've seen kind of those cool little cards that come up with the sort of app style square graphic that represent what the plugin is, that's what a lot of the repository looks like now, is that same style of layout. So it seems that install was merely just a, you know, through WordPress, was just kind of a preview as to what was to come with the repository. So I found it to be very nice, very cool, and a lot more graphically pleasing than before. So if you haven't seen the repository lately, go to WordPress.org and check it out for yourself.
All right. Well, that pretty much covers us up on the news. I guess it's time to dive into the meat and potatoes, eh?
All right, let's get rolling.
Off we go. All right, the first plugin I've got this week is a wrap-up on all the advertising plugins I had done from the last couple of shows. This was the final winner in all the plugins I used, and it turned out to be a premium plugin, of course, and it's called the WP Pro Ad System. Premium plugin, there's a link to it. You can get it at Code Canyon, nice affiliate link, so if you've never bought from Code Canyon, buy it through this link. It's an affordable plugin, only $28, and it provides multiple advertising types. And by that, what I mean is all the other ones I tested usually stuck with the standard types of ads, your square ones, your banner ads, just the miscellaneous easy ads to go in. This one allows you to create multiple ad types. You can create float-in ads, you can create pop-up ads, you can create ads with movies, videos in them, you can create the usual standard slew of ads, the boxes and the banners. All of those, very easy to do, allows you to create multiple zones. One of the great things about the multiple zones on this one is each zone it creates gets its own RSS feed, and then you can actually create a zone. Like if you've got a newsletter through someone like MailChimp, you can create a zone for MailChimp ads, and you can export that RSS feed to your MailChimp newsletter, allowing you to change the advertising in your newsletter that goes out automatically or regularly without having to log into the MailChimp and change the template for it. So that was a major bonus with it. It has a
really, so it injects the ads from your feed into the MailChimp template.
That's right. Injects it straight across.
Wow.
Yeah, and I hadn't yet set that up for our newsletter, but it's coming. But yeah, I used it on the client site that I was working on for this thing here. It's like this one turned out to be the winner. The only thing that I was a little short on it, and I'm hoping that they improve it as they've been developing it. Since I purchased it 3 weeks ago, they've updated it twice, so I'm hoping that the updates come, is the stats were not everything I wanted them to be, but I was willing to give a little bit on the stats for all this other added functionality. All in all, this one here, it also has some add-ons, some premium add-ons you can buy, such as a visual banner ad editor, which will allow you to, wrap that one around your tongue 10 times and see what happens. So at any rate, it allows you, if you don't want to go create an ad in, say, Photoshop or something for it, you can create a little quick ad right there when you're creating the ad on your site. You can upload a graphic, put some text in it, spin it, locate it, move it around. Boom, instant little ad right then and there. It also has a add-on feature that if you want to have automatic purchasing of advertising from your site, it'll create a page and you can set it up so people can buy advertising to you on your site, dedicate where they're going to put it, upload the banner ad, and it'll sit there and wait for you to approve the ad before making it live. But they have to pay for it before they can upload it. So thereby you get your ad sales in the process. So all in all, this one here, top of the line, it actually knocked it right out of the park. 5 Dragon rating.
Wow.
So
that is pretty cool. Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I've got to take a look at that one myself. Awesome. Well, the first one I've got on deck here today is called Link Preview. And John, you're familiar with when you put a link in Facebook, it kind of makes this cool little card.
Yeah, well, I love that.
This is the same way.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, it's a simple, real lightweight plugin. It works just like Facebook's URL preview, and you can use it either in a tooltip format or in a short code itself. So the tooltip is just when you hover over the link, then it shows you that little card, or the short code feature, which shows you the card in its entirety. Really neat thing. I found it pretty easy to set up. Really easy to manipulate. It did everything just like what Facebook does. Doesn't give you a lot of the different options as far as picking out the different images to use. It just uses kind of a back-end sort of screenshot thing. But all in all, this is a pretty cool plugin. If you have something that has a lot of links or external links or things like that, I think that we may even use this on the A to Z site. Who knows? So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right. The next one I've got up here is called WP Mailbank, a PHP mailer, SMTP mailer replacement. And what this is for is occasionally you may find your site on a host, or if you're working on client sites, you're gonna find that some sooner or later they're gonna be on a hosting provider that either doesn't have their PHP mailer set up correctly, doesn't allow PHP mailing, or has some other glitch going on, and you have to switch to SMTP. This one here, this plugin allows that process to be very easy and the setup very straightforward. It allows you to send all your contact forms and everything else through any SMTP server, including Gmail's SMTP servers. So it's pretty nice, seems to work very well, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out, WP Mailbank.
Plugin as well, John. Sorry, I forgot to unmute myself there. This one is called WP Repost, and you've used this one in the past, I believe. I'm not sure, or something similar to it. This one's pretty new, and it's basically a plugin that will let you keep your old posts alive by automatically reposting them and promoting them back again on your front page and through your RSS feed. Now, the nice thing about this is it also shares them through all your social networks, too.
Oh. Right.
So if you've got a good back catalog, maybe you want to do a little rewind on your posts, this one will do it for you. The nice thing about it is it allows you to select which posts are eligible for this and schedule them and also change the frequency of the reposting. So it's fully customized. There's a full preferences thing in here. There are tons of different things that it does. I've found it to be a pretty fantastic plugin, something that I'm definitely going to use on a couple of my sites that have a lot of content in them. And I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I've used something similar. I don't think I used this specific one, but I've used something similar. And that does help. When you repost your old content, you start to increase your traffic to your site. I have noticed.
Yeah, for us, our show, we try and make relatively evergreen. I mean, you could go back to show 100 and find some plugins that are still relevant to your website and what you do.
We get emails on that one on a regular basis.
Of course. Yeah, I remember that plugin that you did like 6 weeks ago? No. Same type of thing. So if you've got some really good content that's not time sensitive, this is the perfect plugin for you.
All right. Well, the final one I've got here is called Restrict Widgets. This one here came about because I figured it was time for a change up in my widget management. I can't remember the plugin I've been using for quite some time to control widgets and what pages they appear on, but I think the plugin was getting pretty old. It didn't look like it had been updated in a while, so I decided to do a little research and see what was available. And of course, there's times when you need to limit the showing of widgets in a sidebar. You know, you don't want it to show on the front page, or you need it to show in only certain segments of the site. And you want that process to be as easy as possible. Well, this one here makes that very easy to do. It sets you up. All you have to do is go into the widget. At the underneath the widget, you choose whether to allow it to show on pages or what pages to, or to hide it on all pages and only show it on a couple of pages. Pretty much that straight, simple forward. It was easy, simple. It was very lightweight. It didn't add any overhead to the site when I put it on there, and that was one of the problems of the other ones I've used. They started to add overhead for some reason. I'm not certain, probably going through seeing, oh, does it show on this page or not. This didn't seem to do it, so it seemed to be very nice, lightweight, easy to use. It's called Restrict Widgets, and I gave it a 5 Dragon rating.
I saw that one in the repository myself, so I'm so glad that you reviewed it, because now I can go check it out, knowing that it's really good.
Yeah.
The description that I saw is that you could restrict it kind of based on different individual pages, posts. Yeah. Does it do roles as well?
I don't know if it does roles. I didn't look to see if it did roles.
All right.
I wasn't after roles.
I'll check it out. I'll check it out and maybe give an update next week. How about that?
Sounds good.
Well, finally, John, if you're a WooCommerce user, and I am, and I know that a lot of other people out there are as well, there are terms and conditions that you can set. So if you have a product or a service or something like that that you sell through WooCommerce, you can enable terms and conditions. Well, sometimes you're selling something that doesn't need that terms and conditions, but some products you have might need it. So what this does is it allows you to kind of do a, I guess you could say, a conditional sense, in a conditional sense, show or hide the checkbox of terms and conditions based on the product. So some products might need the terms of conditions, some might not. You might only have one product that you have to have terms and conditions for. So this is pretty cool because it allows you to do a per product basis whether you want to enable that terms and conditions. And it's something that I have set up on one of my new sites, and it worked wonderfully. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Excellent. Great way to do things. All right. Well, that covers us up. I covered up in this show the WP Pro Ad System, which I gave a 5 rating to. The WP Mailbank and PHP Mailer, SMTP Mailer, which I gave a 4 Dragon rating to. And then the Restrict Widgets, which I gave a 5 rating to.
And I talked about Link Preview, which allows you to do Facebook's URL preview style. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. WP Repost, which allows you to recycle your content and put it back on the top of the deck. Gave that one a 5 out of 5. And we just talked about WooCommerce Show Terms and Conditions, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
And of course, a little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, time for a change. Check out CanadaStockPhoto.com. Featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. New images being added on a weekly basis. So check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And John, finally, you know, I gave the link out, onlinebizcoach.com, as far as the site. But here's the special announcement. Are you ready?
Ready.
I've started a podcast for it, too.
Oh, my God. Another podcast. Man, you're going to go over the deep end in insanity in podcasts.
I am now also in iTunes and on Stitcher.
Nice.
For Online Biz Coach. So you can either search my name or just type Online Biz Coach and I'll be there. I've not yet put out the first episode. I just have episode 0 that allowed me to kind of sync my feed and get everything in alignment. But just today I was approved for both Stitcher and iTunes, which nice. I appreciate. So I will be talking much differently than what you hear on this show or WordPress Weekly or any of the other shows that I'm involved in. I'm going to specifically be talking about how you convert on your site, how you get more customers to your site, and there won't be a whole heck of a lot of WordPress talk on there. There may be some plugins, maybe here and there, but for the most part, no. I'm going to be just talking about process and really getting you from that before state to that after state, and that after state is making a lot more money on your site. So I encourage you to check out the new podcast, Online Biz Coach with Marcus Couch.
Excellent. Look forward to it. I'll probably sign that one up and add that to my podcast list.
Great.
All right. And, of course, the user reminders, stop in at the iTunes store, give us a review, leave your link to your website, get it shouted out on the show, give us a review, thumbs up on Stitcher Radio, and check us out at blueberry.com.
Absolutely. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at marcuscouch.com or at onlinebizcoach.com, on Twitter at Marcus Couch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.